B-Pod Studios.
The Sports Hub. The Sports Hub.
Tusher. I can't believe he did that.
Rich. Didn't want to be there because he was embarrassed.
98.5 Sports Hub.
Like 98.5, the Sports Hub. We are Touch and Rich. Everyone always asks me who this is. It's a group that no longer exists. It's called Das Racist and Kool AD, who's rapping right here. Rich, drummer in several hardcore bands.
Which bands?
Bands I've never heard.
Okay.
In the Bay Area.
All right.
So, big background in the. In fact, so hardcore they look at the Misfits as a classic rock band. All right, so Rich, what is this this called? What are we doing? Because well, this isn't just a one joke stroke, one stroke joke.
No,
this is gonna be fun.
I can thank the listeners for a lot of this because yesterday
be real as well.
Yeah, and be real. He's definitely a contributor. So we yesterday were exploring a show that I had stumbled upon on Brookline Public Access. Once again, I somehow through some alerts. Somebody on a message board was talking about our Everyone's Angry in Brookline, and which took me to a website which had a bunch of public access shows from Brookline Community Television. Like, what is this? And which we learned about something called the Fun Show. And the Fun Show are these two very old people, one guy with suspenders, a woman in the middle, and the dude on the left just rocks the keyboard.
And who is
your keyboard?
I don't find it.
Is our director, mentor, leader.
It's a little grandiose, I'd say, isn't it?
Yeah, the old guy is, Rich doesn't do it justice, very old.
Yeah, old enough
where I kind of felt bad making fun of him.
Sure.
Because I can picture, because he's in Brookline, so no one ever leaves. So he's probably six generations after him. He's,
sure.
You know, he's a great-great-grandfather.
Sure.
And then just everyone's
and
like.
They're doing their thing. They're having their, but it was just.
Well, the idea is called the Fun Show is really false advertising. It's just called.
I should call my
guy who may or may not have dementia. Well, I mean, pressing the keys on the.
It's just one of those things where I just didn't know it existed. So I started talking about it, and I think it might have been Wallach who said that no, every town has a public access channel, which, I did not know
they
because,
do. And the reasoning is, Rich, because they have to cover the city, like, council meetings. There's, like, a rule that they have to be. Like, in some way, shape, or form, like, on TV.
But that's what, like, 5% of what they air?
But,
they have to fill
Rich,
it up with original programming, do they not?
Well, there's oftentimes it's just, a message in really bad computer font.
Sure.
But, yes, there is a programming for the community.
So we have been tipped off, and people all over this great community of ours had said, oh, yeah, well, you think the Fun Show is something, you should watch X City's different show. And to that, we are going to start something called...
It's the
lines are lighting up.
Local Public Access Battle Royale.
Welcome once again to the Fun Show.
All right, Rich, we've heard from Brookline. Who do we got today?
Today we start in the left corner from the city of Watertown and Watertown Public Access.
Be Real's hometown?
Yep.
He reached out and he said, guys, there's a legend in Watertown.
Yep, it's a show called Drawing with Fred, which apparently has been on for years upon years.
And I hear there's a lot of novelty. Every episode's a new wild ride.
That's right. So what is Drawing with Fred? Well, Drawing with Fred every week features the host, apparently named Fred, wearing what looks like a sailor's outfit, drawing Popeye. Now you say, well, wouldn't you think that you'd run Popeye every week? No, characters in Popeye. Now, you would think after being on for years upon years, you'd run out of characters in Popeye, and I'd say, yeah. So we would probably just draw them again. So, Fred, let me show you a photo of Mr. Fred.
Okay.
From the drawing with Fred.
He is passionate.
He is. He is. Now, first of all, there's many layers to drawing with Fred. Let's just start with what it's like on the surface. So, Fred, you have this first clip here?
Yes.
All right. Let's take a listen to this. Is from Watertown Public Access, drawing with Fred.
Fred. On today's program, I like to show you how to draw Blue Tessa, and she's the girlfriend of Bluto. Now, you might be saying Bluto has a girlfriend other than olive oil. Well, in one cartoon, he did.
All right. Well, hey, nerds.
Deep cut. Deep cut.
You're probably thinking that Bluto's all about olive oil, but I'll let you know, in a talkie from 1934... He was indeed with this one woman.
Mm-hmm. Bluto. Now, you might be saying Bluto has a girlfriend other than olive oil. Well, in one cartoon, he did. So let's learn how to draw Blue Tessa. The first thing you want to do is make a line going across, up and around and down for her headband. And that's how you draw Bluto's girlfriend, Blue Tessa.
All right. Well.
Okay. So there's that aspect of the show that he always draws Popeye. And then I continued to watch more clips, and I started noticing some odd things appearing in his little vignettes. First of all, here's another one. I'll play the audio of it. And it's him drawing something, but for some reason, the drawing of the picture that he has in the background is a picture of Popeye laughing, and there's a drawing of a shirtless man behind Popeye.
Uh-oh. Okay, so there's a drawing of Popeye, and on the same piece of paper, there's a shirtless man standing behind Popeye. So this, in your mind's eye, picture this. What could possibly be the artistic direction of this?
Welcome to Drawing with Fred. On today's program, I'd like to show you how to draw a cartoon princess. Here we go. The first thing you want to do is make a line coming down. Make a line going around.
Okay, so I watched that, and then I noticed that at the end of the vignette, randomly, a very buff gentleman with no shirt shows up. I'll show you a photo.
Oh, my God. So a real human being who's in very good shape shows up without a shirt.
A real man with no shirt on.
Yeah, this is a living human being.
Yeah, a living human being, no shirt on. He's got what looks like a bathing suit on, and he's standing there just kind of stretching and for, you know, what seems like a gratuitous amount of time. And this happens.
Oh, my. This is a beautiful day. Can't wait to go in the water and go swimming. There's something I'm supposed to wear before I go in the water. No, I don't think this is it. This isn't right either. Make it a habit to wear a life jacket, says Brandon the swimming man.
Okay, so I am assuming they were trying to teach a kid's lesson, but if you go swimming, do you always wear a life jacket, or was this simply an excuse to get a man with no shirt on to come in studio?
I'm guessing that it is, you know, when one wants a model, why not get some buff dude?
And then the other shoe drops as I go to Drawing with Fred's Facebook page, and can I show you a photo of what's at the top?
It's three buff dudes all flexing.
With their shirts off and...
These are guys that are desperate for male modeling gigs. They're all strong to the finch.
The finish.
The finish, because they all ate their spinach. Watch them with Drawing with Fred. So there's three buff dudes, and then Popeye's like in the background sitting down with a pipe in his pants and a pipe in his mouth.
Pluto has a girlfriend.
So what started off is a man just drawing Pluto. Turned into a show where random dudes, shirtless guys, just show up.
I wonder what they're promised if they show up.
I'll make you a star, kid.
Yeah, I'll make you a star, kid.
I mean,
There's something very Studio 54-ish about
very
this.
Very strange about all that. So that is in our left corner.
All right.
Drawing with Fred.
That is our muse. His muse are these shirtless hunks. But when we come back, Rich, what city are we going to hear from?
I mean, we could go one way or the other because they're both pretty excellent. Do we want to go to South Boston? Or do we want to go to Everett?
Everett. That's my vote. Fred?
Listen, it's dealer's choice.
I'm
up for anything.
The South Boston one is.
Okay.
All right, we'll go South Boston. We'll have that.
The Everett one. I don't know.
All right.
It's Sophie's choice.
All right, we'll be back with that.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Hand off Jaylen Brown. Pretty good looking at right side three. Got it.
Celtic season is back. And 98.5 The Sports Hub is your home of the Boston Celtics.
Hook fake two-hand slam.
Kemba, Tatum, Brown, Hayward, Cancer. It's a new attitude. New season.
That is good.
The Celtics are on the road in Philadelphia Wednesday night. Pre-game at 7. Tip-off at 7:30 with Sean Grandy and Cedric Maxwell.
This water fall away three is good.
The Celtics play here. 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Do you like to watch?
The answer is simple.
Follow the Sports Hub on the Twitch app.
They are spectacular.
Toucher and Rich on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
It's the
lines are lighting up.
Local Public Access Battle Royale.
Welcome once again to the fun show.
98.5, the Sports Hub. It is a battle of town versus town. As we have already experienced Brookline, we have experienced drawing with Fred in Watertown, which is
a cartoon princess.
I suggest watching that because visually it adds an awful lot to the situation.
Been around and down for her headband.
Yes, indeed. And then there's a honky dude.
Just shows up out of nowhere.
And teaches the kids a lesson about getting in shape.
That is true. So we have gone to Watertown now. In the right corner. Let's start with a show that I was sent more than probably any other show yesterday by our listeners. And this one is from South Boston. And it is a show that looks like its heyday was around the 2000s. It's a show simply called Paul Helen's Around Town.
Okay.
And what Paul Helen's Around Town simply looks like is a gentleman with a camera just filmed kids doing stuff.
Oh, jeez. I thought it was going to be a guy with a camera and mirrors on his shoes.
Oh, no.
So this is a guy, he walks around and he's got a camera and he's walking around town and he's okay, we'll find out what he's doing.
So this takes place in what looks like a school parking lot. Now, it's after hours. I mean, it looks like it's getting dark.
Okay.
But this is where Paul Helen's Around Town.
Okay. Well, they've up to date on certainly the graphics for the show. And the camera is dark. This looks like a episode of Quincy. Quincy. All right. Well, I gotta hear what this is. Here we go.
Tonight.
Yeah, that's right.
Tonight is.
Oh my goodness!
Run!
Gracious.
Run!
Did you ever hear of found footage?
Yes.
Like where they like something terrible happens, but they like left the VHS tape behind.
Like it's the Blair Witch Project.
Well, no, but these things happen. Like the guy who killed himself because he was like in love with Bjork has like left the tape behind, and
yeah,
these guys that like burn this house down have this weird tape.
Mm-hmm.
I shouldn't have watched found footage before I got into this.
Tonight,
yeah, that's right.
Tonight is Tuesday, August 29th, year 2000, and we're here at the Perry School here in South Boston, and we're watching the kids jumping off the ramp with their bikes and scooters and everything.
Are ya?
There's about seven or eight kids just riding their bikes around. They got one of those ramps that we all used to make where you just take the little board and put it on what looks like some sort of concrete, like cinder block.
Yeah, this isn't like Thrash Mountain or something like that. This isn't a collection of pro skaters. This is not Dogtown. This is a school parking lot.
It's the neighborhood kids.
It's kids ride scooters.
Watching the kids having fun here, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, jumping off the ramp. They're jumping off the ramp with their bikes and scooters, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. This is a week before they go back to school.
Starts out fun. What point is like one of the parents pull up and just chase this guy away?
Seems very in tune to the school schedule.
I mean, listen, I don't know. I was just told about this show, and I looked it up.
I don't know what to say.
I don't know really what to say either.
Listen, maybe he's an upstanding community.
I'm sure that's the case. But this is an interesting show. It's an interesting show.
Yeah, it's Twilight. He's got a camera.
Anybody else watch this show? Because I got a ton of tweets about this one. Did anybody else see this? It's Basil Marceau. It does kind of sound like Basil Marceau a little bit. All
right, here we go. Whoops.
And I know none of the kids want to hear about school, but I know none of them want to go back to school. Oh! Oh! Oh!
All right, so there you go. That is South Boston's entry into this. That is Paul Heller's Around Town. And by the way, he was there for 45 minutes. That's a 45-minute show. Nothing changes.
How could someone not
it's see just these guys.
You're right. Somebody should have called the police eventually.
Well, I mean, listen, I don't know what the scenario was. I don't know whether
under
or not
what scenario is that cool?
I don't know. It just seems
please kind of explain
odd.
This to but me. Maybe he's very popular in South Boston as a auteur. Right, he's a local celebrity. Oh, it's just, what's the guy's name?
Paul Heller.
Oh, it's just Paul.
Paul Helens. Paul Helens.
He's been filming my kid for weeks. Let's leave him there.
Somebody just told me about this show. I found it, and he said this is a guy who just films. He films like kids like playing around town.
I don't even know what you can say
as
about
I said, I just,
this.
Once again,
I'm a little at a loss for words. There's several, many, many filters in my brain stopping words from coming out of my mouth.
It's obviously a popular show because a ton of people told me about it.
Well, listen, what kid doesn't want to be on television? I don't know what to say.
No. Well, let's cleanse the palate, shall we? Let's go in the other corner. The third corner.
Yeah.
A little show out of Everett Public Access. A show hosted by our own bird.
Yeah.
That until yesterday we did not know existed.
Who has done it for years.
Yeah.
He did it for years and years.
Let's go to the sports experience with Mr. Jonathan Bird, in which this episode, my man gets a haircut, which is awesome because he said, let's get the bald guy to go get a haircut.
All right, so this is, it's an athletic program and he goes and gets a haircut.
Yep. By the way, you're about 50 bills lighter.
Yeah. All right, here is Bird before he let himself go.
When did you get started cutting hair?
9 years.
When Chicago get hard hair. Oh, I've always wanted to know that. Today we talked to Bob. When did you start cutting hair? The people want to know. Hey, I started a while ago. Okay, cool. What are you going to do to my hair? Shave it. Really?
How you gonna do that?
Did you start this show or did you inherit it?
He inherited it.
Oh, okay.
He said last night that he inherited it.
Okay.
When did you get started cutting hair?
9 years ago. Me and a good friend talked you into getting a haircut for the first time.
I remember. You want to tell the people that? A lot of people don't know about
yeah,
that.
Yeah, a lot of people don't know about that. We were just at your house hanging around.
A lot of people don't know about what happened at my house. Only half the neighborhood knows.
I mean, this is.
Do you want to explain? It goes without saying what happened at my house.
This is everything I had dreamed an Everett talk show to be. Everything. A lot of people know you at my house. We were talking about getting my hair cut.
We were standing out in front of your house, the 400 of us. And we decide maybe I get a haircut. Doing it for 9 years.
I remember. You want to tell the people that? A lot of people don't know about
yeah,
that.
Yeah, a lot of people don't know about that. We were just at your house hanging around. Some reason I wanted to cut your hair.
First of all, a lot of people don't know you. I was at your house.
Yeah, I mean, my man had to run across three lanes of traffic.
I mean, they all sound like that.
I mean, it's like the, what is that, the Everett slang?
And I just saw you and I just had to I had to paint you. I saw you and I had to cut your hair. You have such a beautiful head.
You're
my muse.
So I said, why does everyone from Everett sound like the two guys who stole the Red Sox banner?
Because they're them.
I mean, this is totally those guys. I mean, it's
in reciprocation, we would like, you know, maybe to go to a nice playoff game. Or we were looking for something. We just don't want to hand it over.
I'm going to steal something, then go on the news and ask for something in return.
This is great. Everyone's saying you should send a cease and desist to LeBron James for his barbershop show idea.
Yeah, yeah.
You did it before anyone else. It happened in Everett.
Yeah. I saw you and I thought I got to cut this guy's hair. It was speaking to me.
Now, did you get any celebrities coming in here?
Oh, my God.
Yes, yeah, Sam Whitaker. He was the quarterback of the 1982 Everett High State Champs.
You're not too far off.
You get any celebrities in here? Oh, yeah. Tom Cruise. Alan Hunt.
Now, did you get any celebrities coming in here?
Yeah, the girl from... The girl from Full House with the crank problem.
Whoa, who was that?
Jodie Sweetin.
Okay, that one.
Yeah. Tanya Harding. Everyone who's pretty much penniless and down on the luck.
They all make it to Everett eventually.
Yeah, they all end up. You know, can I cut your hair? Oh, I know you. You're the guy from Elf that got caught with the male prostitutes to crack.
Max Schreck.
Yeah, Max Schreck. Can I cut your hair?
Now, did you get any celebrities coming in here?
I have a few coaches, Everett High School coaches for football.
Cool.
That come in.
Cool, man.
They come in. You know, it's very important that their hair look right.
Any of you kids out there have like a band or a rap group? I'll be asking for your music as well, too. Same thing. Fill out one of these and I'll throw you music in the background as the kids are doing the highlights and stuff.
Just fill out one of these.
Yeah.
How do I get one of these?
It's like Motown.
He's the, right.
I'm the Ron Spector.
of Everett.
Of Everett. Once you played on my public access show, the sky's the limit, kid.
It's Bird's Abbey Road.
Yeah, everyone's walking around the street with no shoes.
What's going on outside?
And we're watching the kids jumping off the ramp with their bikes and scooters and everything.
I got nothing to say about that guy. I'm liking this bird thing. I'm going to talk all over it because I need to distance myself from that last thing. So I don't know what to deal with that guy is. I don't know what to deal with.
Cartoon princess. Oh,
that guy's just in it for the hunks. I think we can say that without any problem. All right. Do you get any celebrities? Yeah, the coach every high.
I have a band called The Appreciation Post because this kid I went to high school with called named Vietnam Lee. He's the bassist of the group. And I said, hey.
He's named Vietnam Lee because he's from Korea. And we couldn't figure out where he was from. So I just figured Vietnam. It's very important we call out his ethnicity. So people don't get confused with Indian Lee. All right, everyone, welcome to Ever High Math. Can we see Black Lee, Korean Lee, Vietnam Lee? I'm actually from Laos. Yeah, Vietnam Lee. Vietnam Lee comes in a wheelchair in an army jacket.
What?
Like Tom Cruise on board on the 4th of July. Oh. There's nothing wrong with him. He's a kid.
Right.
I have a band called The Appreciation Post because this kid I went to high school with called named Vietnam Lee. He's the bassist of the group. And I said, hey, you know, I like your sound, so I'm going to play your music in the background. He said, yeah, that's fine.
I love the sound of a bass. Vietnam Lee, I dig your chops. That's a funky bass line.
So any rap groups or rock and roll bands in Everett want to get your music on Everett or the city, just give me a call or just come to City Hall in the basement. So here are the highlights. Excuse me, the spotlight.
So there you go.
Anyone who wants to be a big-time rapper and get your music played on public access, meet me in the basement.
When did you get started cutting hair?
Bird around town.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, jumping off the ramp.
I don't know about that guy. I'm staying away
from
that.
Kids jumping off the ramp with their bikes and scooters and everything.
A cartoon princess.
Meet me in the basement of City Hall. It's like the Goonies.
Bird, if anyone, they ever, how long did you do that? How many did you, years?
Dozens.
Wow, you did it for years? What was your biggest interview that you did? I mean, that's pretty big.
The assistant coach, JV coach Everett High.
I interviewed Cedric Maxwell, and the cameraman didn't record, and I was so pissed. Never. It's public access for you.
Black Cedric is what we called them.
I had Bobby Leo. He used to play for the Patriots back in the 60s.
Yeah.
I can't think of anything else off the top of my head.
Well, listen, good for you.
It's him tossing it to the thing.
Why not get your music on Everett, all over the city?
All over the city. They're rocking it. Breaking bands left and right.
All over the... John Bon Jovi. All right. Well, very good. I'm sure the Jake Isles band did it.
they got their start there. As a matter of fact, in the basement over there, right. In Everett.
Everyone, everything good happens in the basement. All right. Wait. How come I have a feeling that's the...
Welcome to Drawing with Fred. On today's show, I want to teach you how to draw Wimpy in love.
With the shirtless guy behind him.
Now, Wimpy's in love, and behind him are two men with their shirts off. How come I have a feeling when you ring his doorbell, that song plays, when he honks his horn, that song plays?
Sure.
Oh, no, Mr. Pants Tent.
Is that the theme song now? Or the sound effect?
Yes. The guy pops up and he goes... Oh, someone's ate their spinach.
Well, I could just got you a Ken Griffey Jr. rookie card.
Hey, now.
He's already got him framed.
I do.
All right, so we will be back. Are we going to talk to the Sarge man?
Yeah, let's see if we can get Sarge.
All right, he was the PA announcer last night.
Cartoon princess.
All right, here are the headlines.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
What's up?
Boston's home for sports. Sports Hub.
Boston goal, a power play goal scored by number 88,
David Pasternak. Assisted by number 63, Brad Marchand, and number 47, Tory Krug. Time of the goal, 16:55. That is Pasternak's second goal of the game from Marchand and Krug at 16:55.
Woo!
Sarge, Sarge, Sarge. Rocking out of Kowloon with Jay Stu. Sarge, Sarge, Sarge. Getting free saga swings from Andy Wong. Sarge, Sarge, Sarge. Extra deck sauce with the saga swings.
.985 The Sports Hub. We are Toucher and Rich. And Sarge, I got a call from Scott Zolak last evening, and he said, I don't know if this is true, but Sarge, I'm getting a bunch of texts from my friends saying Sarge is the PA announcer at the Bruins game.
Mm-hmm. That was a shock to all of us, and the listeners started tweeting me from the game. And as I said it before, you know, Sarge does not shy away from obviously plugging any kind of thing that he's doing, any kind of project he's involved in. And for him to show such restraint, for everyone to be surprised yesterday, I thought was astounding.
Well, what we know about Sarge is he's a man of many, many talents. Weddings, pub trivia.
Bar mitzvahs.
Bar mitzvahs, minor league baseball.
Yep, he's done announcing before. Yep, for the Lowell Spinners, is that right?
Yep, he's done a college D3 announcing.
Mm-hmm.
And last night, welcome to the big leagues, kid. Sarge.
Gentlemen, how are you?
And by the way, also a wrestling podcast.
Yeah, that's right.
And also, let's give credit where credit is due. Boston Cannons currently, and Providence College men's hockey right now for PA currently.
Okay, as I said, you are, if anything, a very earner.
You are a hustler.
You are a self promoter. So why did nobody know about you doing the PA thing yesterday? Like, when did you know, and why did you not tell anybody?
All right, so I've been in contact with the Bruins for a couple of weeks, and this was all actually firmed up as late as this week, rather. So I just figured I'd kind of keep it as it is and go with the flow. I did notify our PD at the station, Mike, so he knew about it earlier in the week to give him a heads up. And some family and some close friends as well.
Did Jay Stu know?
Jay Stu was aware, yes.
Did Andy Wong know?
Andy Wong did know, yes.
Now, did Andy Wong go to the game to support you?
No, he's actually out of town. Where is he? I believe he's out of the country.
Is he with the Duchess of York?
The Wong mother, yes. So his wife, his lovely wife, great lady.
Did they tell you not to tell anyone?
No, but I just figured, you know what, because I've been in this position before. I was a finalist for the Red Sox PA announcer back in 2012.
You don't keep people's hopes up.
Well, yeah, and then when I did the game, too, I also, there were a lot of people that, you know, were going to the game and, you know, reaching out before. I'm like, I just want to kind of keep it under hush, and we'll just they'll find out and we'll go from there.
Yeah, you don't need a bunch of people the fans in your face before you're going in for the first time.
Exactly. Yeah. So yeah, but it was cool. It was a lot of fun. The Bruins are great, wonderful people. The whole tech room. I've done some games at the Garden before. I used to do the Boston Blazers back in the day. I've done some high school hockey there.
Are you ice level or are you 9'4"?
Oh, ice level. Yeah, you were. I was 4 feet away from Patrice Bergeron in the press box or the penalty box rather, and right next to the Tampa Bay Lightning penalty box as well.
And are you lined up to do any other ones, or is this kind of they're trying a bunch of people out and seeing what sticks?
Yeah, it sounds like they have a rotation for the month of, not a rotation, but someone new for each game during the month of October. And I think they're going to try to figure something out after that and then go from there. But it's the old, don't call us, we'll call you. But we'll see what happens. Fingers crossed.
Did they contact you or did you contact them?
They contacted me.
Yeah, come on. Yeah, you don't make the phone calls.
Dumb question
they
that is.
They sought you out.
Yes, of course they did. They were at one of his... Now, did you have maybe a young lady come to the game?
No. I'm on the market. Sarge is free of charge, baby, but no, I'm on the market right now.
All right.
My family was there, though. My family was there. It was very nice to have a mini family there.
Were girls coming up to you after the game?
No, you know, I was actually hanging out in the ninth floor for a little after in the tech room, just talking to them about a few things. But I didn't stay too long. And by the time I was out of there, I was, you know, it was probably about 11 o'clock and it was a dead scene pretty much.
Do you get free tickets when you do that?
I didn't ask for a comp for my family. I know they bought their own, but I'd imagine you would. You know, I don't think it would be an issue, but I did not ask.
How many simoleons are you walking out of that gig with?
Well, I know you said it was like $50 or something. I can confirm it's definitely not that. The Red Sox, they did say back in 2012 it was $50 a game, but that was to stave off a lot of people because there's so many putting in for that. And that is confirmed that they did not want that many competing for it. But it's definitely not that. It's a triple digit, and it's more than the one denomination at the beginning.
Oh, so you're coming out of there with some hay.
Oh, yeah, that's the plan, baby.
We're talking about, what are we talking, 200? That ain't hay.
Yeah, but you know what? It's
No, I'm just saying that you can't sneeze at that. Did you walk out of there with 200 in your pocket?
Well, I'd imagine they're going to mail me something because they filled out the form. But, you know,
let's talk digits. How many? So it's over 100. What are we talking about there? 200? 400?
It was the old donut.
500?
How many clams? No. How many simoles?
I'm going to guess the bicentennial. That's what I'll guess.
200 smackaroos?
I would guess, but I'm not sure. I'm not going to speak for that because...
Yeah, I'm going to guess that's what you're going to get.
What do you think? What do you think it would be?
I think you're going to get under... I think you it tops out at 100.
Okay, we'll see. But I will say this. Everyone down in the penalty box area, the officials and so forth, that's not their full-time job. These guys have other...
No, I know.
Well, no, we know.
And my friend, his grandfather was the guy that did the... goal, pressed the button for the goal, and he did it for years and years for free at the Garden. It was
really
yes, my friend. Wow. He loved the New York Rangers.
And by the way, Sarge, I think you're perfect for the gig. And I'm not just
I mean,
you have this voice. I was saying it this morning. You speak like someone who is announcing a hockey game at all times. It's almost like you're incapable of changing the intonation to anything other than somebody announcing a hockey game. So when you did it, it was absolutely perfect. It's where you should be.
How do you pee during a game if you really got to pee? Bottle?
No, you can't. You're stuck. You are trapped until intermission. That's it. So you just got to run right out of there. Or walk out rather, so you don't slip in the ice, and that's it, and release it all there during the intermission. But I appreciate the kind words, Rich. Thank you very much. And John, I got your text last night that was very kind of you, and Fred, I appreciate your support too.
I got all my weight behind Sarge.
I'm really happy for you, bud. Good luck.
Thank you, guys.
Means
a lot.
Is there anything you want to say to kind of, you know, rally the troops? Because I kind of started a little bit of a movement. Hashtag Sarge for Bruins PA. Is there any?
It flows right off the tongue.
It does. It's the best hashtag ever. So is there anything you want to say to rally the troops?
Hey, listen, I'd hope they give me another shot at another game, and then we'll see what happens there. But I'm grateful for the opportunity last night, and I appreciate all the support from the listeners and everyone else that was at the game, too, with the positive feedback.
Okay, so Sarge is free of charge. If young ladies are interested in maybe getting a little meat from the Sarge man, how do they contact you?
All right, on Twitter, at Sarge985, baby. There you go, blue check mark.
All right, now, are there girls that reach out to you on Twitter?
Not
slide into your DMs,
Fred.
No, DMs are closed. Unfortunately, you get more of the people that have less than 50 followers, and they're too afraid to put up their own picture.
What do you say to them?
Yeah, the trolls. You just ignore them or you block them. You know, but typically the women, though, not too many women out there looking for a date. You got to kind of do that on your own. That's okay, though. It's all good.
According to Joe Murray, he's like Sarge is like Dwight Schrute when he ended up like hooking up with all those girls. Like he's slaying.
Yeah,
from what we're hearing from Joe Murray.
Joe Murray, he's a good dude. He's a good guy to have in your corner. Let's put it that way.
All right,
Jim Murray.
Those who announce make the booty bounce. You know what I'm saying?
I love it. Whatever works.
Jim Murray just said, Sarge, damn it, just say the number.
How much you get paid?
How much you get paid?
I don't know. I really don't know. I swear to God. I honestly don't know.
So you did it you did it for free last night?
Maybe, but they had me.
Did you or not? Not maybe. Did you last night for free?
Well, they asked for the financial information with the social and all that.
And you never asked how much you paid?
I don't care. If I did the game for free, I don't care.
Don't say that. Are you kidding me? They might want you. Why would you put that out there?
Well, all right. Yeah, I guess you're right. So, yeah, Bruins, pay up. Let's go. I want Chara money. All right. No, I was very happy. I was very happy with that and grateful for the opportunity and hopefully another opportunity down the line. So thank you, Boston Bruins.
Well, listen, when you're in the arena, ladies want to see the peanut. You know what I'm saying? All right.
Close your eyes and imagine, right?
Sure. All right. All right, Sarge, good job.
Have a great weekend, guys.
All right, very good.
Oh, man. Say the number.
Bon Jovi gets this morning's Sarge salute.
I honestly don't think he got paid. He probably had to fill out something with his social and stuff.
Because you can't, like, have people work for free?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And they probably had to pay him something just to do that. I want him to be that.
Why not?
It'd be great. I'm telling you.
I mean, if he can... But, I mean, he's going to have to turn down gigs is the only problem. I mean, you know...
I just think it would be great is instead of the woo at the end of each goal, it's a...
And
the whole crowd would go,
You know, but at a wedding ridge... Those who announce the groom get the poom.
Is that the rhyme?
Yeah. It's an old saying with wedding DJs.
Okay, is it now?
All right. Hang on. I don't have a number, a figure for a number, but I have a friend of mine who works for the Bruins say, by the way, I know we didn't reach out to him.
Yeah, no kidding. I didn't know that. Of course they didn't reach out to him.
I just want you to know I have that confirmed.
All right. We have to break, but that's no shock. Kim Jones covers the Giants and Jets. We'll talk to her about Monday night's game.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.